I pledge allegiance
to the
flag of the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Apropos of the World Series being on.
No World Series tonight.
No one tonight. Also, the old game that was on before. No.
And Janet, can we do the roll call?
Yes. Chair Goodman?
Present.
Vice Chair Murr?
Present.
Commissioner Callanan?
Present.
Commissioner Peck?
Present.
Was that everyone?
No, Marcos.
Janet, you forgot Commissioner Aguilar.
My apologies, Commissioner Aguilar. I'm so sorry.
Hey, and if there is any public comment at this time, please unmute and let us know. Okay.
I see no public comment at this time.
Great. So then let's move on to the consent calendar. Do I have someone who will move to approve the minutes of our meeting of October 4th?
So moved.
Abe?
So moved. Right.
Second.
And a roll call vote. Chair Goodman?
Aye.
Commissioner Murr?
Aye.
Excuse me. Vice Chair Murr. Commissioner Aguilar?
Aye.
Commissioner Callanan?
Aye.
Commissioner Peck?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. So let's move on to the director's report. Allison, take it away.
Okay, well, things are finally starting to move here at the library, I'm happy to say. We circulated over 31,000 items in September. This is up 141% over last year when we were just offering the sidewalk service.
And Allison, how would that compare to 2 years ago?
That would be less than normal, than a normal year, but it's definitely rising quickly. So, we're very pleased with that. And we've just ended sidewalk service completely with very little complaint from patrons. They're happy to be coming back into the library. So we do still offer sidewalk service to those who are nervous about coming into the library. They can still text us or call us and we'll walk the items that they want out to them in the parking lot. There were 1,003 uses of the wireless network outside the library. Normally, we have around 400 to 500. We've never had that many uses. Don't know what to attribute that to, but that's the highest we've ever had since 2008 when I first came here. We've taken a bit of a break from programming in order to get caught up on everything else that we've been doing. We were so saturated in programming during COVID in order to make up for the fact that the library was closed. We really focused on virtual programming. Now that we're open again, the staff needs to catch up on some of its normal work in addition to helping patrons in person. So we only held 17 programs. We had a total of 399 views, we're starting to see views of virtual programs start to plateau and even lessen a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit. I think people are feeling computer fatigue. We did help 941 patrons with sidewalk service before we ended it. I believe it was a week ago. And we saw 7,067 patrons in the library in September. The Isla Vista grant is going really well. We spent a lot of time making preparations for the October 4th ribbon cutting event, which went very well. And I'd like to thank all of you who were able to come to the event. We were really pleased with how everything went. The schedule of stops was finalized and distributed throughout Isla Vista. The book van was modified. We added steps. We added a retractable awning and bookshelves on the inside. The automatic lift is still pending. We can't wait to get that thing on there because for the meantime, we're having to lift out all of the carts and the books and the various things that go out and then lift them back on when we are finished at that stop. And it's physically very tiring. So we're really looking forward to getting that lift installed, hopefully this month. The HR department and library administration were kept very busy recruiting for and filling 8 positions, only one of which was at the branches. They were all positions at Goleta that were either unfilled due to just a backlog of recruitments in general for the city or due to recent people leaving recently for other positions or going to college or things like that. So once we get all of these people on board, we are going to be fully staffed for the first time in about 2 years. And we're really excited about that. We've got some great people that we've brought on board. We feel very lucky because we know it's the job seekers market right now, but we've really found some wonderful people to bring on board. Okay, I'm planning on doing a whole report on Black Gold next month. It's an ever-changing thing. Recently, we've had multiple administrative meetings, which means that the directors of the 7 jurisdictions in Black Gold have been meeting almost weekly. So this is sort of a very brief summation of what's been going on. As you know, Black Gold is the cooperative system that we belong to, and it includes from going south to north, it includes the Blanchard Santa Paula Library, Santa Barbara Library System, Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Libraries, Lompoc, Santa Maria Library System, Paso Robles, and San Luis Obispo Library System. So Santa Barbara made a unilateral decision to leave our shared catalog circulation system, making materials sharing difficult and expensive. They're going to have their own catalog and circulation system, which means that the only way that any of our patrons will be able to see the materials that they have is by going to their separate catalog. If they want to borrow them, most likely they will have to do it through a product called OpenCat. And it will cost them $15 per item that they want to borrow. San Luis Obispo appears to be planning to do the same thing. They announced last week that they are going to have their own catalog and circulation system. Even though they're both going to the same catalog circulation system that the rest of Black Gold is going to. But they just don't want to be part of the shared system anymore. Black Gold, the rest of the directors have asked Black Gold to hire a lawyer to look at our outdated JPIA and determine the allocations of jurisdictional liabilities. For example, staff pensions, contracts that we signed in good faith, thinking that Santa Barbara and SLO were going to be paying their portions of these contracts. Also, the lawyer will be looking at whether it's legal for someone to pick and choose what aspects of Black Gold they want to participate in. So this is a very fraught time for Black Gold and its member libraries. Goleta staff are working to preserve regional cooperation and protect our patrons' interests. Things are changing from week to week. It's very confusing. We're all trying to understand what's happening and what's behind all of this and where we're going from here. We'd like to protect Black Gold because our patrons get so much from it for, you know, by sharing costs, we're able to get so much more than we could if we were just paying for things ourselves. So it's a confusing time. It's a worrisome time, and we're spending a lot of time on this topic ourselves. And I'll be giving a more full report next month.
Could you expand a little bit on that? Because I remember that this is something that's been kind of talked about and rumored for a while. And if I'm remembering correctly, there was some sort of like interim agreement that maybe you guys would try out a different system and see how that works. So were they unhappy with that interim agreement, or what is actually going on there?
Well, it's confusing, Meredith. Last year, we were told that if we went to the Aspen overlay, which is the catalog overlay I'll be doing a presentation on later, that they would consider staying with the shared catalog. And so we worked really hard in this past fiscal year to do that. What was supposed to be a 3-month process ended up taking 6 months plus ongoing. So we did that. And then Santa Barbara has not gone to the Aspen overlay yet. They've decided they want to wait. And I'm not sure if San Luis Obispo is on it yet or not, but they are planning on going onto it, but as their own separate catalog. So that confused us. And then it sounded like a couple meetings ago, it seemed like if we all agreed to go to the COHA circulation system, then it was sort of implied that perhaps San Luis Obispo would stay in the consortium with the shared materials. But then at the last meeting, they said no, they were going to go off on their own. But they voted, we had a vote of whether to move to COHA or not in this very rushed way to get it done within this fiscal year, which is a challenge. And you know, they voted yes, even though they're planning on going off on their own. The rest of us voted yes for financial reasons, because if for some reason they should leave Black Gold, Polaris, our current circulation system, is very expensive. And if the rest of us are left having to pay for a circulation system, COHA is less expensive than Polaris. And so it would be less onerous on us to have to bear that burden. So it's going to be a race to June 1st, which is when the Polaris contract runs out. So we've got between now and then to get COHA up and running as a circulation and acquisitions cataloging system. The good news is that there are many more libraries on COHA than there are on Aspen. And they say that a lot of the work that we did for Aspen would lay the groundwork for the work that we'll have to do for COHA. So it won't be as much staff time to do that. So yeah, it's kind of confusing. It's been confusing all the way through, and it remains confusing.
Do we have an idea just simply what motivates this? Is it a cost-saving move? I'm thinking on behalf of Santa Barbara, not asking you to speak on their behalf, but it seems like a loss all around. I'm trying to figure out why they would do such a thing.
They've said that it's difficult for them to have their staff. When people borrow materials from another library, that library has to print out a list in the morning of hold requests. Someone has to go to the shelf and pull those items and then check them in to, we call it trap the hold, and then put it in the right bags and then send them out for shipment. And they're saying that takes too much staff time, and that then they have to pay for shipment through Black Gold. That's one of our costs. And they feel that they could save that money that they pay for the staff to look for the materials and the shipment and just buy the items that their patrons want. I feel when I look at we see the stats every month of how many items each jurisdiction borrows and how much they send out, because of course we all send out to other libraries as well. And I feel that there's no way, except maybe San Luis Obispo, because they are the only library jurisdiction with a dedicated funding source through taxes. I don't feel that it's realistic that anyone will save enough money that they'll be able to purchase what their patrons are looking for. We have volunteers pull the item, the hold request list in the morning. So that's one of the ways that we save money, is by having volunteers come in, pull those holds, then we check them in and put them into shipment. So that, takes some of the time away. We are a net borrower, which means that we borrow more than we send out, but we've been working really hard on that to make that much more balanced. And we've got it down to we borrow about 25% more materials than we loan out, which used to be the other way around. We used to borrow 75% more materials than we loaned out. So that's been something we've worked really hard on.
Awesome. Thank you for explaining that. Yeah, that doesn't sound like the patrons' needs are represented there at all, but. I have one other thing to sort of add is just two more notes, which is number one, on a happier note, great job on hiring. I think that's the first I've ever heard of any industry anywhere that's going to be fully staffed coming out of COVID. That's not a small feat. So to you and the staff, well done. That is Herculean.
Thank you. We were surprised.
Yeah, it's you're a unicorn. There's not a lot of folks that like you right now. And then I just wanted an understanding that when the Wi-Fi is that used, outside of the library, or what, how is that defined? Is it like people in the parking lot, do we think? I just want to
understand.
Okay.
Yes. They also, you know, sit down on like the fence and stuff that we have. So yeah, it's not on all night. The police department had asked us to turn it off at 10:30, okay, so that we wouldn't have people loitering. So it goes off at 10:30 and comes back on at 6 a.m.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you.
Do you have any sense of, I mean, I know you said this last month was higher, but any sense of a trend, like from July to September, or was it just a spike?
It was a huge spike. Normally it's between 300 and 400, and that was what it was this summer. So I don't know how to account for that. I really don't. Well, I'm curious to see what it will be for October. I haven't gotten the stats yet.
I know Equalitech had been providing free Wi-Fi over at the Goleta Valley Community Center, and when they lost their lease there, that went away. I don't know exactly when, but I wondered if the library maybe picked up any of that slack.
Could be.
Any other questions? Before we move on to the Aspen catalog, is there any public comment?
If there are any members of the public that wish to speak, please use your raise your hand feature located within the app to speak at this time. I see no public comment.
All right, thank you. Well, let's move on to item B2, the Aspen catalog, which may be a moot point, it sounds like, but we look forward to hearing about it.
Well, no, we're definitely staying with it, and we're very happy with it. I have to say, it took a lot of staff time to get us to where we are, but we think it's a huge improvement over the Polaris catalog, which you can still use if you click on our home site. You can use the classic catalog, and we're going to keep that up until January because that does show what Santa Barbara and SLO have, and since they are currently sharing materials, we'll keep that up. We don't know when they'll stop, so we'll keep it up as long as they are sharing materials. But I just wanted to walk you through Aspen so that you understand how it works. And if anybody asks you, you can help them with it. It's pretty self-explanatory, though. It's a good product. Okay, so here's our homepage. And so it's right away, you can tell it's very graphic and sort of very much like booksellers' websites, and very attractive and eye-catching. We tried to go off the colors of the city logo so that it would look nice. And so I'm just going to sort of go through it in order of what you see. So if you click on the top left, get a card, you can see that you can register for a library card online. We want to make that as easy as possible. And this will create an e-card that allows someone to immediately begin accessing all of our e-resources, which I will show you in a little bit. And then for someone to change this to a real physical library card, they just need to bring a photo ID into the library or one of the branches, and we will give them a real library card as well. So this at least helps people who, if they're doing research and they need information from one of our paid websites or databases that gives them great information, like the New York Times Online or LinkedIn, they can get an e-card immediately. So that brings us to e-resources up at the top. If you click on that, you'll see this list here. These are all of the e-companies that we work with. Enki eBooks, that's a site that works with independent publishers. But for example, last week, we helped someone who has written her own book use Enki, who will help her publish it, and it will be published across the country on Enki. Enki will help you design your cover. It will help you select your font. It will help you register for copyright. It does all kinds of things. It's a wonderful site for writers that are self-publishing. Hoopla Digital is a great site that we can actually click on right now. Hoopla is a site that we at the library, every time someone clicks on a download for Hoopla, we pay for that download. So we only can allow 5 downloads per person per month. It's a fabulous service. It has movies, music, audiobooks, ebooks, TV shows, and comics. And it's great because if you see it there, you can check it out right now. It's not like one of those services like Overdrive where you might see it listed, but they view as one copy, one use. So you might have to put a reserve on it. If you see it on Hoopla, you can check it out right away. And it's super easy to use, has great stuff. Okay.
Do you need an app on your device for it?
Nope.
Or you're just accessing through the internet.
Yeah, you just have to register that first time. And then you're all set. You don't have to register again. And the great thing is that, as I'll show you later, once we get into the search, I'll show you how easy it is to download. So if we could go to Canopy. Canopy is phenomenal. If you like foreign films, art films, documentaries. They have the most amazing collection of documentaries. Again, this is a pay-per-view site, so we can only allow 5 downloads per month. But again, you just register once and then you have access to it. They have incredible children's films as well. It's amazing. Once you start looking at Canopy, you get obsessed with it. I love Canopy. I use up my 5 downloads every month. Okay. This is the classic catalog. You may remember. And so it is a little less friendly. As you can see, it's a little less intuitive, but it does still exist there if you want to look up what Santa Barbara and SLO have, because Santa Barbara is not on the Aspen catalog. SLO is, when they go live, they will be up there for a while. Okay. So when you get to the new catalog, you'll see to the top left in the blue, it says sign in next to the little hamburger. So when you sign in, you use your library card as your barcode or username, and password is your, generally, unless you've changed it, it's your last name, all in lowercase. And you can have it remember you so that it will automatically sign you in from now on. Or if you don't want to do that, you can sign yourself in each time. It's up to you. And then you click sign in. And then you can see It takes you to a menu of My Account, library homepage, library hours and location. And if you wish to translate the catalog, you can translate it to Spanish. Okay, so now you'll see on the next slide. Oops, sorry. So you get a search box and you can search for by keyword and other things like that. You can also search items that are in the library catalog, in the online collection if you only want e-materials, in lists, which we are going to be putting all of our bibliographies online so that you can say you're interested in science fiction, but you don't know where to start. We have some great science fiction bibliographies of books that librarians have recommended. If you click that, it'll take you to our bibliographies and you'll be able to click on the titles there and find out if they're on the shelf. History and archives. We actually don't have an archives in Goleta, but it would take you to other libraries' archives. And in combined results, that would search all of those items. Okay. So this, I'm not showing you the whole screen because I couldn't fit it on, but it's got these great buttons at the top. And there's a row, I think, of 10 of them. And we were able to select the buttons that we wanted to see up there. So we started with most requested, and that's most requested here at Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Libraries. So that's showing you what the most popular titles are right now in adult fiction. But you could also see, you can see the adult fiction up toward the top and then adult nonfiction, teen and children. So you can see the most popular items right now in adult fiction, adult nonfiction, teen and children. So you can get your holds placed on those different items. So you can see there that we've got those. And then we've got new. And so that shows you, just highlights some of the new items we have in the different genres. And then we go into adult fiction, and we broke that down into different genres, as well as the New York Times bestseller list and new items. So it's a really great site for if you don't know what you want to read, but you want to sort of browse the shelves, but you can't come into the library for whatever reason. It's a nice browsing tool for you. And if you click on the item, which I don't think I have a slide for that, it tells you, you know, gives you information about that item. So then if you go to adult nonfiction, you'll see those are the books that are on top of the New York Times bestseller list right now. And then if you click on popular culture, you'll see the top books in that category. Then the next button is teen, and that will show you the newest books that we've gotten in teen, the teen section. And if you click on graphic novels, those are very popular with our teens. That will show you some of the most popular teen graphic novels we have in. Children's was a hard one to figure out how to assign buttons for that. So we ended up with new fiction, new nonfiction, board books, picture books, beginning readings, readers. If you could go back one. in between books, fiction, nonfiction, and holiday. And we're hearing from the patrons that they love this because we get so many children's books and it's easy to miss the new ones. So the patrons are really enjoying this. Then we have audiobooks. And so we broke that again down to audio fiction, nonfiction, teen, and children. Then we have a button for DVD and Blu-ray. And I don't know if you've seen our DVD and Blu-ray section, but it is packed. It's really hard to browse because I don't think we put new stickers on them anymore. It was just too hard to maintain. So this will help people find new titles. Also adults, teen, children, TV series, and foreign films. Then we have a button for Spanish materials, and that goes for adult fiction, adult nonfiction, teen nonfiction, children's fiction, and children's nonfiction. Of course, we've got large print books, so we've got adult fiction and adult nonfiction. And then this looks funny. This is our Library of Things collection. And unfortunately, when they did the move to Aspen, we lost almost all of the photographs of our items. So we have to re-photograph everything and get that loaded in here. So we just have the titles, but unfortunately not the photographs. So we're going to be working on that very soon. And then here, so I typed in the title Catch 22, and you can see my results. It automatically pulls up Goleta and Santa Ynez Valley Library results are the ones that pull up first. You can see in the entire Black Gold collection, there are 741 related results. But for Goleta, there's 547. If you only want to see the ones that are available now, you can click that button. And if you only want to see the online ones, you can click that button. If you only want to see books, you can click that. Ebook, audiobooks, music, and movies. So this is really great because you don't waste a lot of time the way you did on the old catalog. You'll see right there in yellow, it says Catch 22, Joseph Heller, it says book. In the yellow, it says checked out, available elsewhere. So that means our copy is checked out, but you can place a hold. So you don't have to waste time finding out where it is or is it checked out, which is what you had to do on the old catalog here. You know you want the book, it's checked out. You just have to click place hold and place your hold. Underneath it, it shows the audiobook CD and Goleta Library audiovisual book on CD, one's available. So you know that you can come in and check it out, or you can place a hold so that you're sure when you come in, it will be there for you. Next slide. It also shows Overdrive that there's an e-audiobook, but it's checked out. It's red. That means you have to place a hold on it because Overdrive, remember, one copy, one borrower. So that's why we don't like Overdrive that much. But Hoopla, it's in there. So can you go back? Hoopla has it green, available online. So you just click on check out Hoopla and you can download it right there. You don't have to go to Hoopla to download it. So this is really one-click service as opposed to Polaris catalog, which required multiple clicks. So it uses the green, yellow, and red format to let you know where you can get it, where you need to click in order to get it. So then Catch-22, the movie, you can see number four is the movie, and it's available. The DVD is available at Buellton, Goleta, and Solvang, so you can place a hold at any of those places. And then number five, it says e-video available online, so you can just click to access it online. And then there are other related items. There's a Catch-22 movie that was made in 2001. It's on DVD. It's available. You can place a hold or come in to get it. There are cliff notes on Catch-22. Study guide, two study guides. True story of Catch-22 that might interest some people, as might a book about Joseph Heller, written by Erica Heller, his daughter. So the very first screen, we saw that yellow checked out, available elsewhere. If you did want to click on it, see where is it, you could click that. And so that shows you, again, they're using the colors. Black means it's checked out. Green means it's on the shelf at those locations. So if you wanted to place a hold, you would sign in. Or if you had clicked that you wanted your computer to remember you, you would just click place hold and it would place the hold for you. If you wanted to check it out on Hoopla, again, you would put your barcode password, or if you asked it to remember you, it would do it for you. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to go to Hoopla to download it. You're doing it all on the main catalog screen. And then if you scroll down, you can get more information about the book title, and you can get recommendations for more books like that. If you click subjects, you can get subjects, and then you can click on all of those to get routed toward other items like that. There's also a section called similar titles from novelists, that if you like a book and you're looking for something like that, you can look it up and then click on similar titles from novelists and get recommendations. And then click, you know, if one of those looks interesting, you can click on it and see if that is owned by Goleta. And if not, you can place a hold on it from another library. And then finally, I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Goodreads. They have the reviews from Goodreads. And if you want to write a review, you can, as long as you have a Goodreads account. But this will include Goodreads reviews if you want to look at those. So it's got a lot of information. It's super easy to use. A one-click product that is so much better than Polaris. And we're refining it all the time so that the search results are better and better each time people use it. So we're really pleased with this product, even though it took longer to adapt and develop. I think they're really pleased with us because they mostly had small individual libraries using it, and they weren't anywhere near as picky as we are. And so I think we've developed the product for them a little bit, but I think we're all very happy with it. So I can answer any questions if there are any.
Well, I guess, you know, you say it's very easy to use. I'm curious if it's been road tested with any civilians.
It's up. It's on our webpage. Uh-huh. Yes. Okay. And we did our staff, before we put it up, our staff tested it for several weeks, doing searches of questions that we've been asked and trying to trick it. And we did trick it sometimes. So then we sent those in as tickets for improvements. And they were very, very responsive. And there's still a few quirks, but they're very responsive to trying to fix those. And the patrons have been pretty positive about it, especially the not having to go into Hoopla and Overdrive and Anki to do things. You know, they love the fact that it's all there on the main results of their search screen, and they just have to click once.
I'm super excited to try it. It definitely made me want to find the next book to read after I finish the two that I'm reading.
Yeah, and do we know, I mean, that the demo was through a desktop. Is it at the same kind of usability on mobile?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, and we made sure that the color contrasts were right so that the contrast on a mobile device would be, you know, just as usable.
Great. Yeah, because I think that was one of the challenges I think I first had of Black Gold Overdrive. It was like 8 different apps.
Yeah.
Skipped through it all, and it was at the end of the day, you weren't sure what you just checked out.
Yeah, and if you do have any problems with it, let us know what you were trying to do, and then we'll send in a service ticket.
Awesome. Excellent work. Looks cool.
Any other questions or comments? All right. Thank you, Allison, for such an exciting presentation. Janet, do I need to do anything before adjourning the meeting?
We just need to see if there's any public comment.
Is there any public comment on the Aspen overlay?
If there are any members of the public that wish to speak at this time, please use the raise your hand feature located within the app to speak out. I see no public comment.
Alrighty, in that case, the meeting is adjourned. Our next meeting, I believe, is the first Monday in December, and we will look forward to a deeper dive on Black Gold, and have a good November, everyone.
You as
Thank
well.
Thank you. You too.